and Jerry and the rest of the teams, whether it be engineering, sales, or the millwrights, we thank you for this opportunity to be here this afternoon. It's been quite a year. We have definitely stayed busy, and in 2018 we were here. We were talking about the promise. We had tremendous price support in our commodity. We had growing conditions really internationally that we just had really a huge opportunity. And a lot of promise, and I think that's the biggest word. We had so much promise in 2018, and then of course politically things changed. We had a lot of issues that affected our business, especially as a manufacturer of steel goods, affect us, and of course the policies. And we're not going to get into that, but that promise, especially as we got into harvest, then became a real challenge. I've got a house in Bainbridge, Georgia, and it's Hurricane Michael. And Mama always said, "Michael, you are one heck of a And so, and unfortunately, as a hurricane, and my house still does not have a roof on it. But it was devastating, and I know a lot of you in this room have felt that and know what that was. But it wasn't just one storm. The things that 2018 then brought injury to insult, and so it's again the rains. And so I was down there last week, and I was thinking, we were driving around. I lived not far off the lake, Seminole, and I said, I remember those guys when they were down there. They used to harvest that old hydrilla. And I said, that might not be a bad way to get a module up. It seems like in the fields that I looked at, maybe even harvest this last few thousand acres of cotton. I don't think we can handle that, but maybe John Deere or Case IH can come up with something. But moving on. Last year I brought forth, this was kind of a promise for us. We had the Magnum 270, and we've been asked by a customer to add an outboard bearing. Ultimately, so they could, we had traditionally powered the machine with a 300 horsepower motor on the saw, and they wanted the Tim Taylor more power, and so we designed it for a 350 horse motor, and we supported it with an engineered bearing, outboard bearing assembly. There it is there, and that's kind of what I presented. It's actually installed, and it's running sideways. I wonder why it's doing that, but we're gonna not really get a good look at that, kind of, unless you are like this with me. But we're going to end that. But that was it running. That was as we started it up there in New South Wales. And here it was installed at two different gym locations. We had two stands that were installed, one at two at Southern Cotton in the Riverina, both in the same valley, and two at Rivcott. This is the number one position at Southern Cotton running here. At Southern, they decided to stay with a 300 horse. They went with the outboard bearing, but they kept the 300 horse. So that was a nice compare and contrast. Rivcott did install the 350 or 260 kilowatt motor. We also had the opportunity to gin a lot of cotton through these machines. Both gins had a massive year as far as production. They Rivcott ended up ginning 335,000 bales. Southern Cotton ginned 250,000 bales. So one of the things we found as we ran this machine is we were hoping for shaft stability. I'm not an engineer, and I'm not going to be able to explain it to you up here. What I do know is this: that we were able to load the saw more efficiently, and be able. And as you can see, as you go back, but we were able to decrease the pressure in the seed roll, and the agitator. Our agitator loads in both instances ran in that 30 to 37% saw load for the majority of the year. For all year, the The other thing is we had a beautiful, just an even curtain. That seat, I mean, just the flow of fiber through the system, just was, it was smooth. It was just, the system at no time, had any conflict. And it just ran. Southern Cotton, averaged about 28, bales an hour for the season. In the runtime, they actually from first bale to last bale averaged 25 bales per hour, including downtime throughout from first bale to last bale for the season. This is the Rivcot application. We had a pre-cleaner feeder on top of the Genin feeder, and with a 350 horse, and again, it was running saw loads around 70 to 72% at 31 bales an hour, and with agitator loads in the 30 to 34 percent range. So it was just kind of free and easy. Just it never was taxed. And what we did find is that it gave us so much more headroom when we did hit a wet spot, when we did hit challenging pockets of cotton. It allowed the saw to power through and move through that cotton without kicking out. It was very, very successful. One of the things that this is Southern Cotton. This was the guys there. This was the first bale produced, and it was hard. You know, first bales are hard. But at Southern, we did have, just to recap, we had the 300 horsepower. We were able to consistently hold 28 bales per hour. The season average from first bale to last was 25 on the gin stands. The Magnums themselves ginned 155,776 bales gin. And significant is that when you consider that, they ginned 288 bales per blade. And we don't look at it typically. That's the way they look at it. But when you think about that number, 288, the other significant number thing about that number is the saw, the physical saws that actually ginned that first bale were also ginned the last bale. So there was never a saw change through the year. Their turnout on the last day was within 0.5% of their initial gin run. And their gin records were broken in the last month. So as they learned to run the machine, and as the system settled, they actually became more efficient through the season. It was a good day. This is the last bale at Rivcot. It was also the last bale in Australia. Again, 335,000 bales in one gin plant. Those machines were powered with 350 horse. They consistently day in day out ran at 60 to 62 bales per hour on the two 270s. They were isolated in their own press, so the Magnums were running into a single press with no other cotton. So we were able to really gather a lot of good data off of this. Their season average was also 25 bales per average per hour due to additional downtime. The two gin stands ginned 163,500 bales. And this then 288 was good. Each blade at Rivcot ginned 300. Each single blade ginned 302 bales. And that's just a number that I'll let you chew on, because I'm still chewing on it. So, anyways, that was impressive. And we think there's still more to come with the machine. You know, we've developed systems now. We have where we can gin more cotton. We understand a little bit more every year about what we're doing, and we've got in this industry. I'm not saying Cherokee. I'm just saying as industry as a whole, we understand our fiber better. We understand our customer better. We understand the entire process, And so if we understand how to dry and how to clean, we can single lock. It's upside down, but you still kind of get the feel. That's weird. How are the other ones playing? Anyways, are you a technologist as well? Okay. So we understand. So we'll move on. Let's see how this one goes. It's right side. So we clean cotton better. This is out of one of our horizontals. It's just, and you really, with the wash, you can't really see, but the amount of material just washing down the sidewalls is coming, and you can see it somewhat in the light. You know, we just do a better job as a whole, our industry as a whole. We do a better job and understand and treat our fiber better. And we are. We're getting faster. We're not asked to build smaller gins. We're asked to build bigger gins. I was meeting in Africa with a company that is Mill Direct. Everything they package. And actually, the president of the spinning mill was with me, and the buyer for the downstream, where the customer was, we were sitting there watching, and I was explaining the gin to him, and he, you know, we were talking, and he said, well, this is nice, and it was a really nice meeting, and in the end, he said, you know, why, this is a new press, he said, is there anything happening with packaging? And I said, well, not particularly, but you know, there always can be if you ask. And he says, well, we've been thinking that, you know, why can't we have a bigger package come to our mills? Why are we still dealing with a 500-pound bale? And so, you know, that's a great question. Well, actually, now I've been asked that by another mill direct, again internationally, but we've been asked that again as we come forward domestically. The domestic question is, as we build bigger gins, the limitation that we have is not in how we clean cotton. We've proven we can run 30-plus bales an hour over an extended period. Our limitation is how we package cotton. And so that's kind of the question I have for you today, is what is next? What is it going to take to move forward as we consider cost of production? These countries where I deal are paying 27 to 30 cents per kilowatt hour. We still have cheap, but their labor rates are $30 an hour for a floor sweeper, much less someone who's skilled. So as we're asked the question, we have to ask the question, what is it going to take to move that forward? And so I don't know what's next. I know this, if my wife is looking for a new vehicle. She's since our first was born, she's been driving a Suburban, and it's been absolutely a great vehicle. We've put seven bags of golf bags and a whole golf team in it and go all over the country. But my youngest is about to graduate, and she's looking for a new vehicle. And I don't believe that she's going to accept that. When I bring the horse and mule, and I think we're getting into a place in where this is not our standard anymore. We move cotton all over the world differently than we did when it came down a barge in New Orleans many years ago. And so, anyways, that's something that we've been challenged as a company. And of course, all we can do is supply what our customers ask and what the industry accepts. But I do thank you for this opportunity. As we move into 2019, it's going to be really one to hang on to. So, anyways, is there any questions? Can I answer?
So you're good.
Well, thank you, and you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.